This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It can get better, but will it get better this season in the postseason for the Packers and the Texans? Welcome to Hour 2 on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We have a poll question. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Our streaming partner, those chatting on chat row, Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. We have two games coming up today and tonight. It's the Steelers at the Bills. Weather's still going to play a role here because you got snow on the way. Temperatures will be in the teens, and this is an afternoon game. You imagine if they played at night, how cold that was going to be. You have Bills are giving 10. And the Eagles and the Buccaneers are getting 2.5. Chargers are meeting with Jim Harbaugh or set to meet with Jim Harbaugh. Adam Schefter of the Mothership will join us a little bit later on to talk about that. And Alabama has a new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, as he takes over for Nick Saban. 877-3DP Show. Seton, poll question for hour two is going to be what?
What? The losing team in best shape. Browns, Dolphins, Cowboys, Rams.
Okay, so going forward.
Going forward, sort of inspired by McVay basically being like, yeah, we lost this time, but next year we're going to be awesome. That was kind of the vibe.
Yes, yeah. He didn't sound devastated, even though I'm sure he is, because they had a great chance to win that game last night. But I think given what we thought the Rams were going to be, what they turned out to be, they found their running back, they found their wide receiver, at least another one. And as long as Matthew Stafford wants to play, you got an offensive line there, a couple of defensive players, you know, playmakers there, still have Aaron Donald. You know, the future's pretty bright, I would think. Now, you're still in the same division with the 49ers. We have to wait and see what Seattle does with their head coaching position. And Arizona seems like Kyler Murray's going to be their quarterback moving forward. But I'm going to say Dallas because Dallas still has talent. Now, that defense didn't show up, and you keep waiting. You know, Dan Quinn's defense, and he's, you know, he's their defensive coordinator. They weren't a great defense the last month and a half of the season. You're at home. You're facing a quarterback making his first postseason start. It's the youngest team in the NFL. That doesn't happen. They might win the game. They don't blow you out. They don't lead 27-0. They don't put 48 points up. They don't have a quarterback who has a near-perfect passer rating. The defense was embarrassing. And the offense, it took them a while to get started. Once they did, they were putting on some points, made it a lot closer. But I would still say Dallas because they have talent. Now, are they going to have a new head coach? Cleveland gets Deshaun Watson back, Nick Chubb back. That defense did not travel. That, to me, was pretty surprising. I like the Rams. I think there's a lot of things to be positive about with what we saw with them. As for the Dolphins, I never figured him out, and maybe the Dolphins didn't figure themselves out, but it turns out they were frauds. We kept waiting, like, oh, that offense and Tyreek Hill, Tua, staying healthy, Tyreek, maybe MVP candidate. Okay, Mike McDaniel, he's smarter, you know, he's outsmarted everybody until you're not outsmarting everybody. And I didn't think they had any chance to beat Kansas City, and they certainly played that way. But I would say moving forward, Dallas still is Dallas with all that talent. And maybe it's a Bill Belichick phone call away or a Mike Vrabel phone call away. But it did feel like Jerry Jones, this one hurt. And this is what he had to say after the loss.
This is one of my most surprises since I've been involved in sport, period. So this is that degree. I know how disappointed everybody is. So I'm a comment.
In terms of playoff losses, where does this one rank for you?
Well, I don't have really, I can't reach back and look at a playoff loss, but this seems like the most painful because we all had such great expectation and we had hope for this team and thought that we were aligned in a great shape, in great shape, and it didn't happen for us.
Yeah, because you're thinking you're at home, you're playing great, you're supposed to beat Green Bay, and it's just a formality. We'll beat them, the question is by how many. But what Jordan Love did over the weekend and C.J. Stroud did over the weekend, that's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to look that easy. Now, one, Dallas did have a pretty good defense during the year. Certainly to start the year, we're like, oh my gosh, Micah Parsons, you know, Deron Bland, like Lawrence, they're making plays. Okay, that defense there with the offense, firepower. And we wondered on Friday, what if it comes down to a coaching decision, as it has before with the Packers? Now, it wasn't close, so it didn't come down to that. But I still, when the Packers won the coin toss and took the ball, and I thought, man, that's confidence. Because I would think maybe you want to ease the quarterback in, you know, let him sort of absorb the atmosphere there, and then, hey, maybe we stop them, then he comes in. It's like, no, we want the ball, and we're going to run the ball, and there's nothing you could do. And that, to me, signified the confidence level that Matt LaFleur had in Jordan Love and his offense. And here is the Packer head coach.
Jordan Love, wow. That's about all I can say, Pete, is wow. What he did and the poise he shows, the command he shows, the touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks, it was an all-out look. We were obviously in an empty set. He had, I think it was Tucker, Max Protect, and that was a great job by Tuck and the rest of our offensive line. And for him to hang in there and get that throw, and Wicks made a hell of a catch, what a moment for him. It just shows the growth that he's had from his first start versus KC to now.
And it can get better, but will it get better? It's like March Madness, where all of a sudden George Mason or Butler, they're going to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, and all the coverage this week, everybody's going to have verbal bouquets to talk about Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud. Will it continue? Can it continue? It can, but will it? What they did this past weekend, Houston's going to be on the road against Baltimore. Green Bay's going to be on the road facing San Francisco. So the odds start to get even longer that they could, you know, replicate this success. And the Detroit Lions are going to have another home playoff game. Now, it's been over three decades since the Lions last won a playoff game. I know this was about two teams. It was about Matthew Stafford coming back. It was about Jared Goff, who got kicked to the curb by the Rams, maybe, you know, looking for retribution there. But this was more than just a football game. This was sort of a rebirth for this city. Because over three decades, the last time the Lions won a playoff game, and the other sports franchises have been terrible in Detroit. The Pistons are the worst team in the NBA. The Red Wings failed to make a postseason appearance in eight seasons. And then the Tigers have one of the longer playoff droughts in baseball at just under nine seasons. So the Lions are the lone outlier here. Now, you did have Michigan winning the national championship, but I'm talking about the city of Detroit. And that's what I came away with last night. The city of Detroit won last night. Here's their head coach, Dan Campbell.
That is arguably the best environment I've ever been in. That was absolutely electric. And I think what's crazy is I was coming down for pregame warm-up, and you could just feel it. It was humming. The building was humming. And I swear you could feel the electricity down the tunnel from where I was coming down. And it only just grew from there. So, man, our fans showed up in a big way. That was clearly, and I thought, man, for 2 years now, that building's been rocking. It was different today. That was a whole nother level, which is what the playoffs are all about.
Yep, you got to replicate that. Yeah, you get to host another playoff game. Couple of phone calls in here. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Brandon in Tallahassee. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, how you doing?
Good, sir.
So even though it happened on Friday, my best of the weekend would be Mike Norvell signing the 8-year contract extension to stay with my Seminoles. And the worst of the weekend, I want to compare the Dallas Cowboy fans to the Miami Hurricane fans because they always think they're back and they're going to win a championship, and they never do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brandon. Well, college football, yes.
I'm still on Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
He's pretty to go 3-13, 9-8, and 12-5 in his 3 years there is a hell of a turnaround.
Yeah. But having patience for this, because when he had his, initial press conference, we were like, we had fun at his, expense.
Yes.
Oh, look at that guy. That's not going to last. Well, it has. That's his personality.
Yeah.
And he's done a wonderful job there. By the way, at the end of last hour, I said that there is a quarterback who is still not declared for the NFL draft, and today is the deadline. That quarterback is Caleb Williams. We're all under the impression Caleb Williams is going to the NFL. Today's the deadline for him to announce. Now, I don't know what he's waiting for, but I did find that curious. Maybe you have the day to yourself coverage-wise, even though you have two playoff games. But I don't think Caleb Williams is staying at USC. I don't know if it's a case of, hey, I don't want to go to the Bears. I'm going to stay in college. But I would think seems like a foregone conclusion, a mere formality that Caleb Williams will declare for the NFL draft today, since today's the deadline. Yes, Paulie.
The past 3 or 4 days, there's been, I wouldn't even call it reporting. There's been some like fringe reporters reporting things about Caleb Williams and the Bears, and it's very speculative, but it's how surprising would it be if he...
Well, I think people got duped on TikTok by a report that Caleb Williams was not going to play for the Bears.
Right, but it's become now a topic of discussion based off nothing, to be fair to Caleb Williams.
Those people are naive.
Right.
You all of a sudden you had these analysts who ran with it, thought it was real, and it's not real. There's nobody who's saying that Caleb Williams is saying this or reporting this. It's, I'm hearing. Well, I'm hearing is not reporting, but we do a lot of that. Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, this may be a bigger picture, but if you run the Bears and you see what the Packers now have in Jordan Love, can you afford to be decent at the quarterback position going forward the next 5 years in order to compete with them? Would Jordan Love's emergence make you say, we have to drastically improve the quarterback position and it's worth the risk, to whatever risk, to let Fields go and go to Caleb Williams? Or Drake May, whichever you choose.
Well, you might have something in Justin Fields. You just need the right coaches in there with him. I mean, he does have the talent, but the Packers were patient with Jordan Love. They had the benefit of Aaron Rodgers there, but they knew what they had the previous year. That's why they were ready to move on. Packers organization, it's like the Ravens. They're good. They are good. They picked the right player. They got the youngest team. Youngest team in the NFL. And yes, was it awkward to have Jordan Love as your first-round pick when you still had Aaron Rodgers? Yes. But they were planning on this. They were planning for the future. And they saw their guy. And they've proven correct here. So credit to them. And some of the draft picks, they've done a wonderful job. And usually I look at the Baltimore Ravens as that is the model when it comes to drafting top to bottom, everything that they do it right. And Green Bay has done a wonderful job this year. Solomon in L.A. Hey, Solomon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. You know, best and worst. Well, I don't really have a dog in the fight. I'm a Chargers fan, right? I really like Detroit winning. I thought that was great for that home crowd. It was kind of, a great weekend for certain teams of camp milestones, if you will, for Detroit. I also liked Green Bay win. The kids were too young to know that they weren't supposed to win. And worst of the weekend, I probably could just say I'm a Lakers fan and leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a few details on what frustrates me with this team. Still too dependent on AD and LeBron. Can't be consistent. Their shooting goes in the toilet when it comes crunch time. And they have defensive lapses. They can't complete a game. I'm just shaking my head.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be really good this year. And I keep waiting for them to be really good. I'm waiting for them to be good. I'm waiting for them to be consistent. And it might not happen. And Darvin Ham may pay the price here. But you keep waiting. They had all these off-season acquisitions. Now they're talking about maybe trading D'Angelo Russell. Somebody's going to get traded. They're going to shake it up again. But, yeah, that's been a big surprise for me, watching them play, and they are not formidable. All right, we'll take a break. Did we settle on the poll question for hour two, Seton?
Yeah, we did. We're going with which losing team is in best shape.
In best shape. All right. More phone calls coming up. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Adam Schefter will join us a little bit later on as well. Jim Harbaugh is officially interviewing with the Chargers. I think he's going to interview with the Raiders as well. And then you have the Bill Belichick. And this was said to me last night. Belichick's going to wait. Belichick is not going to make any decision. If he gets a job offer, he's going to wait because he's waiting for the teams that are in the playoffs because he wants to move into a team that's ready-made, just like Tom Brady did with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You don't want to go in for a startup. You want to go in, and you are the missing piece. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
All right, let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. I didn't even know you were here today.
I am here. How's it going? How about those Packers?
Yeah. Oh. Do the Cowboys need a cultural change? If you're going to bring in a coach, do you bring in somebody who changes? Like, what are you missing? That'd be the one thing that I would want to know if I'm Jerry Jones. And maybe he knows that. What is missing? You know, are they tough enough? Do you bring in Mike Vrabel? Do you bring in Pete Carroll? Do you promote Dan Quinn? What is it? Do you bring in Bill Belichick? Do you hold players accountable? Yeah, Seton.
You know, I hadn't thought of the whole part about, you know, bringing Bill Belichick in and Jerry Jones loves the camera and Bill hates it and how one can cover for the other.
Yeah.
I really hadn't considered that. Because I was always of this that same mind of, like, how do these two alphas coexist? But, man, maybe there is a path there.
But the only thing I would wonder about that is where Jerry says too much. He always says one line too much. And then somebody goes to Belichick and then says, hey, Jerry said this. It's like Mike McCarthy had to answer for Jerry saying, hey, his record speaks for itself, but we're going to take it game by game in the playoffs. Well, that's not a ringing endorsement. So that's led us to where we are right now. He didn't give a ringing endorsement on Mike McCarthy. And once again, a great regular season team. And I've said this for years. The Cowboys, I don't care what you do during the regular season. I want to know what you do when you get to the playoffs. And we saw, once again, they weren't ready for the moment. And this is America's team. You can't say, well, the moment's too big for them. You're brought in and you're told you are the marquee franchise in the NFL. You come in here, every one of our games, national TV, big exposure, big audience, everything about us in Dallas. We're bigger than the NFL. We're bigger than any other franchise here. So you can't say, wow, they weren't ready for the moment. Really? Everything you do is under a microscope, far more than any other team in the NFL. But that was what was surprising. They weren't ready for the moment. Yeah, Paul.
To me, that's why it's so hard to picture Belichick, despite the media coverage of it, taking the Cowboys job if he was broached, because he would want to be the GM. And if there's one owner that does not have a GM, it's the Cowboys owner. And the other thing he would probably want is, I could actually see him saying this, Bill Belichick, I don't want you to do the radio show anymore. I don't want you to come down to the locker room and stand outside and do a press conference after every single game, because that doesn't help us win in any way. And if things don't help us win, they're hurting us win. And I can't imagine Jerry Jones accepting either of those two things.
Well, but Seton, to his point, Jerry's going to do all the talking. Bill doesn't have to do any talking. Now, he still has to go to a press conference there, but it feels like people are going to take Jerry's words and then ask Bill a question about that. And Jerry can't help himself. He's the guy who always thinks he can talk himself into something or out of something, and he can't. Yes, Todd.
It feels like they need an intimidating coach that's less of a player's coach. You know, from if you look at the McCarthys and Jason Garrett, Dave Campos, it's been a while since you had the Tom Landry.
But who hires them?
That's why I think Belichick makes sense. You have to have it has to become the Cowboys way, like the Patriots way.
But Jerry doesn't hire those kind of coaches.
It's not working out the last three decades. Maybe it's time to hire that kind of coach.
Oh, now you think he's going to at what point does Jerry finally realize that Jerry has been part of the problem? If not the main problem here.
After yesterday's game and you're 81 years old, I don't know, your time's running out to do something.
Yeah, Seton.
It could be. I mean, this is the most surprised he's ever been. It's possible that he, recognizes that window may be closing.
Boy, he should. He should. You can't be that good of a businessman and then not be a good businessman right in front of you, like your team that means so much to you, and making the right choices and allowing people to do what you're bringing them in to do. And Mike McCarthy, we wondered about the hire from the beginning. Got a very good resume. His resume is very similar to Sean Payton's. Don't think he's a Hall of Fame coach, but I'm not a voter. But when he was brought in, it's like, okay. Then they got rid of Kellen Moore, and now he was going to take more control of the offense. But he did say he wanted to run the ball more. Well, they didn't. Dak had a really good year, and C.D. Lamb is a star. They got a tight end. Pollard wasn't as dominating as I think we thought he was going to be. Saw a lot of bright spots with the defense. But there's something that is missing there. And I don't know if it's something cultural where you come in and now all of a sudden you got somebody who is, a little bit more of a taskmaster, a disciplinarian there. Yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, he doesn't need a player's coach. He doesn't need an owner's coach, somebody that is just, concede to every one of his demands. No, this is how we're going to do it over here. If you want me as your coach, I don't need you out there.
Yeah, but he could tell him whatever he wants to hear. Until he gets there, and then Jerry's going to hold a press conference. And after every game, did you see the number of camera people and reporters outside the locker room waiting for Jerry Jones after the loss? They're not waiting for Dak. They're not waiting for anybody. They're not waiting for Mike McCarthy. They're waiting for Jerry because Jerry will give you something. Jerry's always good TV. But I'm curious how long he goes before he decides either I'm staying with Mike McCarthy or I'm not. Is it the end of the week? At what point do you say, and maybe it doesn't matter, I don't know if Mike McCarthy needs this, but does Jerry, I would want to say to my team, this is the guy. If you're kind of, I don't know. Well, if you're a player, you got to be going, yeah, I don't know. Is he all in on this guy? People wondering, do you move on from Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott had a really good year. I don't know if that's, a real choice. Who are you replacing him with? We love to move on from people. We just don't know who we're bringing in after we move on. All right, Seattle's going to make a decision in the front office or ownership. They're going to get rid of Pete Carroll. Okay, I'm assuming you know who you're bringing in. Patriots. All right, we got Gerard Mayo. We're good. Okay, Falcons got rid of Arthur Smith. Do they know who they're getting? Carolina gets rid of a coach every month. Do they know who they're getting? Chargers moved on. Are you getting Jim Harbaugh? The Raiders, Antonio Pierce. If you make that move, then who are you bringing in? And is that person that much of an upgrade? Yeah, Seton.
If you're watching the game last night, was the problem the players? If Mike McCarthy goes back and watches the game, were they not executing what his plan was, or was his plan just not right?
I think it's a matchup. It was a matchup that favored Green Bay, at least everything that I've read. I don't dissect these games the way the analysts do, but it felt like Green Bay had a more physical team, and they were going to run the football. And you combine that with Jordan Love, and the moment wasn't too big for him. And those receivers are all young. I think Dallas sometimes thinks because they're Dallas, we just go out on the field. We're Dallas. These kids in Green Bay, they don't care. They're like, so what? Let's see if you can stop us. Oh, you can't? Oh, we're going to do that again. Oh, you can't? We're going to do that again. Oh, we're going to do it again. They walked in with no expectations. The Cowboys walk in with heavy, heavy expectations. Everything that they do, it's style points. Oh, you only won by. You know, when you have these teams that are really good, and in all sports, and be like, oh, man, you only won by 7. What's wrong? Instead of Green Bay, oh, my gosh, you guys won by 1. We don't break that down. We don't analyze. Same analysis with these teams. You know, Houston, there were no expectations. It's just, you know, Cleveland's favored, good defense. C.J. Stroud, this is where it ends. You know, you got a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. But sometimes you can't factor that in to the outcome of the game because you're going, all right, Texans, you know, they're hanging in there. And then all of a sudden, a couple of pick sixes, and then next thing you know, it's a blowout. Green Bay, hey, they went down the field. All right, at least they scored. All right, could be an interesting game, too. Oh, my God, they're up 27-0. Can't script that. Yeah, Paul.
The Browns didn't pressure a rookie quarterback. They made one hit on him. They had 4 pressures the entire game. Miles Garrett had 4 tackles and no quarterback pressures or hits.
Laremy Tunsil did a wonderful job on Miles Garrett. Yes, Todd.
To have that mindset, forget about the abilities and the matchups, to have one team be able to play, hey, let's have fun and win the game and shock the world, and the other, the Cowboys seemed a little tense and anxious and stiff, like whatever happens, we cannot lose this game. That's got to be a horrible way to go into a game going, we've got to make sure we win this game.
And I don't know if they went in with that, but I kept thinking Dallas is playing as if, yeah, and even the announcers talked about there, it seemed like there was tension. Like it wasn't relaxed. Kevin Burkhardt was talking about that, alluding to that with Dak and CeeDee Lamb. Like there's tension and not good kind of tension there. Yeah, Seaton.
And I like, you know, Michael Strahan at halftime was like, you can't play to not lose, you know, which could be,
yeah,
sort of speaks to a little bit to, I guess, sure, what everybody's saying, but they were so tense and like, we can't lose this game, but you have to play to win.
Ryan in Toledo. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today? Best and worst of the weekend.
6'6", 270. Yeah. Best of the weekend, definitely, to the Detroit Lions. I'm 37 years old, so I don't even remember the last time we won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty incredible night. Worst of the weekend, the NFL officiating. It's just terrible. We watched the Lions get screwed at the end of the first half. We watched the Rams get screwed at the end of the second half. We saw the Browns. We saw it happen in KC where we had Terry McCauley literally exasperated at the fact that they didn't force them to use a timeout on the Mahomes helmet. It's, what do we do about it, Dan?
Well, it feels like it's only going to get worse because of the magnitude of these plays, the amount of money that's on these games, and the reaction. You know, it's a visceral reaction that you're angry. But you're angry. I used to get mad if there was a bad call, but I didn't have money on, well, I did have money on it when I was gambling. But now you have so many people with so much money at stake. And now those calls are costing you. It might not be your team that's losing or the call goes against you. Now that's my money that I'm losing. That's what I'm worried about with this. Because it's only going to get bigger. ESPN is now in the gambling business as well. And it's almost become this way of life that you have to have money on a game. Got to bet. Hey, I don't care about either one of these teams, but I'm going to throw down something. I know how this works. That's what concerns me. So I think the calls stand out even more because the importance of these games might not be your favorite team, but the amount of money on these games. Yeah, Paul.
People were going crazy when Mahomes had that hit. I can't remember the defensive back who hit him, and his helmet cracked. We all at home could see it perfectly, HD, and the piece of is on the field. And everyone's screaming on social media, why aren't they taking Mahomes out of the game? He's got a cracked helmet. It can't be approved for usage. And it's like the refs didn't notice it. They let him play a play. Then they made him replace it and took him out.
Yeah, I just don't know what the home office is doing. It's something like that. I mean, just stop the game. His helmet's cracked. That's all. I mean, stop the play clock. Hey, Patrick, you got to come out of the game. You got to get a new helmet. But there are times when you go, just, you have the technology to change this, to get it right. I know we don't want every play reviewed. But when you think about it, every play in the NFL is reviewed by us. Because there'll be the play, and then you allow Chris Collinsworth or Kirk Herbstreit to tell you what happened in the play. They show it again. Well, we do take the time. I mean, the action lasts about 6 seconds, and then we talk about it for 40 seconds, and then it's 6 seconds, and then we talk about it again. Got to get these calls right. But the amount of money that is at stake, by the way, the sports books cleaned up on the Green Bay Packers beating the Cowboys. Cleaned up. Jake in Wisconsin. Hi, Jake.
What up, DP?
Yeah, how about your Packers?
Hey, man, it's been a minute since we talked.
Yeah.
But a bit's changed, but we're looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? My best of the weekend was definitely just watching the new era take over. Everybody in Wisconsin finally settled down. The questions of is this our future, I think, is finally answered. It was a hell of a season. It was a lot of fun traveling the games, going to a bunch of them, and can't wait to see what we have. But dude, San Francisco, come on, they're tough. They've always had our number, but we'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, great to hear from you, Jake. Yeah, San Francisco's not going to be surprised. Dallas was surprised. I don't think the Niners, you know, if you're the Niners and you're watching that game with the Cowboys, you're going, all right, oh, all right, oh. I would not go in with any assumptions. I would go in and say, we will treat them as, you know, Aaron Rodgers Packers or Brett Favre's Packers. You don't want to get down, you know, 14 to nothing. You don't want to give them any more confidence than what they have. And that would be, I think, one of the goals this week of the coaching staff, to let the Packers know, hey, we want you to be confident. Let's not be overconfident. And let's go in and have the same mindset in San Francisco that we had in Dallas. That would be, you know, but once again, this is the youngest team in the NFL. And you're asking these kids, because they are kids, or at least I have kids as old as them. And you're just going, hey, come on. Let's just, you know, same way. Let's go in, let's play our game, and see how they react. Yes, Marvin.
The Packers and the Texans, do they feel like mid-major schools that make it to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, where you're like, oh, this is a great story. I'm not sure if I want them in the Super Bowl.
No. If it happened there, I think it's different in college basketball. Because in college basketball, you get on a run, and then you'll have Butler, George Mason, or, you know, one of these schools where you go, all right, it's a cute little story. All right. And Loyola. Yeah, okay. And then after a while, you go, okay, all right, that's nice. Some nice parting gifts for you. Now let the blue bloods. With the NFL, who knows who's a blue blood or a blue blood waiting? And Green Bay could be that, or the Texans could be that. But both are on the road and both going against the number one seeds coming up this next weekend. All right, when we come back, best and worst of the weekend.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Texans are going to be a problem. You know, you put up 31 points. The offense puts up 31. The defense had a couple of pick sixes. And you went against one of the best defenses. So, you neutralized Myles Garrett, which I thought was interesting. Laremy Tunsil did a wonderful job there. Yeah, but now you're going to face the Baltimore Ravens. All right, let's see. Let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
Maybe obvious, but I'm going Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud leading Houston to a dominant win over the Browns, 16 of 21, 274 yards, three TDs, youngest QB in NFL history to win a playoff game. Worst, incessant close-ups of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid's icicle mustache, which I found to be very bizarre and off-putting. Looked like a walrus in the North Pole or something.
It was super gross.
It was gross. It was. But it still was emblematic of the evening.
Yeah.
Where you go, is it cold? Yeah, it's cold. Well, how do you know it's cold? There's Andy Reid. It looked like his mustache was going to break. Like it would crack and fall off. Yeah, Paul.
That should be his Hall of Fame bust someday. That was an awesome look.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's in that mustache, but that's, you know, sometimes when it's cold out and you have a runny nose, and then all of a sudden he's got a coating on his mustache. All right, Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend were the quarterbacks in Rams-Lions game. Matthew Stafford goes out there and gets booed and immediately throws like a no-look six-yard sidearm pass, whatever. Like, hell yeah, dude. That's a hell of a way to respond. Good for him. And Dan Campbell, actually, I was super impressed with him. And after the game, he flipped Jared Goff a game ball and said, hey, you're good enough for Detroit. That must feel pretty good for Jared Goff.
I was hoping that they would cheer Matthew Stafford prior to the game and then boo him when the game started. Like, give him a, hey, thank you, welcome, but we're here to kick your butt.
Wanted his way out, and then won.
He did.
It's like your ex going on to marry a millionaire and being like, hey, I'm happy for you. Happy for you. I'm glad you finally got the guy you deserve. Good for you.
I didn't think of it that way, but all right.
My worst of the weekend
all right.
is, if you're, okay, look, I know I'm alone in this. I know this is the wrong sports guy, tough guy thing to say, okay? But if you're playing in cold weather, just put some damn sleeves on, okay? Travis Kelce's arms were purple, and every time he dropped a pass, I was like, hey, idiot, put something on and warm yourself up, and then you might be able to lift your arms fast enough to catch the damn ball.
No.
I know you're supposed to look tough. I know you're supposed to all of this stupid crap. How, you know what looks a lot better than having purple arms and looking tough? Catching the ball and going for an extra 15 yards. That looks a lot cooler.
I wonder if Taylor Swift said that to Travis Kelce after the game. Travis, put some sleeves on. Maybe you'll catch the ball. Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
First best of the weekend, Aaron Jones, 21 carries, 118 yards, three touchdowns. He got busy, especially in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And other best, Dame Lillard. With the game winner. Actually, I have sound of you guys like to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Lillard goes into the front court. He's going to fire up a three for the win, and he hit it! Game time has arrived! On time in overtime!
Courtesy of Bucks Radio Network, 143-142, the final there. Milwaukee has defeated my Kings 15 consecutive times. That is the longest active winning streak against an opponent in the NBA.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day. Top
Stat of the Day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So there were other sports over the weekend. I didn't realize that, Marvin. Thank you. Do you have another bester?
Those are my two best.
Okay. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
I'm going to say Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. I mean, if they have a team MVP award, he might be Chiefs team MVP for basically handling all the receptions this weekend. And he's out of nowhere. I mean, he was a great player for SMU, but they got
him. Did he have sleeves on?
I got to check. I think he has.
Maybe we should check.
Yeah, of course he did. Look how many.
But then Isaiah Pacheco went sleeveless. And he had a great game. But Rashee Rice, team MVP, what a great game. 8 catches, 130. Then in the Texans game, here's a sneaky one. Stingley Jr., Derek Stingley Jr., remember his career? He was great in college, and then he got hurt his rookie year. He's really hitting his stride for the Texans defense. He's one of those guys there, you may not watch him play a lot because they're not going to show his side of the field much anymore because he's shutting people down.
I thought he was going to be a Heisman candidate his freshman year at LSU. I thought he was, and I thought he was going to be a two-way player. I thought they'd have him play wide receiver. He was that talented. But he had 5 interceptions this year. Talented, talented kid. Let's see. What else do we have? Brian in Portland. Hi, Brian. Best and worst of the weekend.
Well, 6-1-209. Week, that's my first day. Best of the weekend is definitely the Houston Texans. For me, it's just great to see a kid like C.J. Stroud do what he did. I mean, it was just super fun to watch that guy. The worst of the weekend was being here in the West Coast and expecting 10 a.m. football on Sunday and have no football because it snowed in Buffalo. And it must have been the first time it's ever snowed in Buffalo where they had to cancel a game. Do you know, you guys have a lot of history at your fingertips. Is there a lot of games that have been postponed, especially playoff games, due to too much snow and wind in the history of the NFL?
I doubt it. And I don't know what those conditions are like today, but, you know, this game is going to be in, what, 6 hours? Yeah, Paulie.
I got 15 degrees at kickoff for the Bills game and a 50% chance of snow. And they're also digging out from last night.
Yeah, because they were offering anybody who would show up with a shovel $20 an hour to shovel. And that's what they're doing right now, trying to dig out of this game, to have a game. Pretty wild. Two games today and tonight. Final hour on the way. Just how serious are the Chargers about Jim Harbaugh? Adam Schefter will join us coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.